FM 101.9, AM 1450. Streaming worldwide at GoPrimetimeSports.com. And always, always at the game. At the game. Prep Basketball with Brian Barrett and John Dickey.
Makes the bounce pass over, goes in, and is fouled.
A little running jumper, good.
Got his own rebound and off the glass.
Shoots it way outside, and good.
A thing of beauty.
Tipped in, and a foul.
For three, come on. Oh, my!
Get to a better State Farm.
Brian Barrett and John Dinkins take you up to tip-off with everything you need to know about our local teams and tonight's game. It's the InterSource pregame show. InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment.
This is Andy DeGraw with InterSource. We're proud to bring you this broadcast of high school sports. Good luck to all of our local athletes. And if you feel sacked, fouled, or struck out with your current television, phone, or internet provider, we'd love to talk to you. Call us at 815-1800 to see why InterSource is your trusted source for entertainment.
Now, let's join the WGNS primetime sports team at the game for the InterSource pregame show.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Randy King Gymnasium, Oakland High School. It's our season opener of State Farm Prep Basketball here on WGNS. Lady Patriots and Patriots hosting Independence this evening from nearby Williamson County. We'll have a look at the starting lineups coming up in just a few moments from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and AG Sporting Goods, along with your Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. A look at all of the games coming up tonight here on the InterSource pregame show. We're glad you made us a part of your Tuesday evening. The first of many basketball broadcasts tonight as our attention turns to round ball. And we'll be right back to talk to John Dinkins about that when we continue here on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS and the InterSource pregame show.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change. Which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up. Like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Each year, Toots Restaurants supports the Lady Raiders and the MTSU Blue Raiders basketball programs. If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun.
Toots. If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots.
Good food and fun.
Hi, I'm Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. Our membership includes free personal training, tanning, group exercise, and childcare, all for only $14.99 per month. Two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville, and our newest location in Spring Hill, Tennessee.
Visit gymolympus.com to learn more about membership. Olympus Athletic Club. Open 24 hours, Monday through Friday. Also open on Saturday and Sunday. Call 895-3110 for membership information.
Alan Loveless at Loveless Fine Photography.
We are the official photographers this year for Siegel High School, Blackman High School, Riverdale High School, Eagleville, and Middle Tennessee Christian School. We've been their photographer for a long time.
Parents of student athletes, check out the online gallery at lovelessphotography.com. Ordering is easy too. You can do it right there at lovelessphotography.com.
The end result is beautiful portraits that they'll love for a lifetime.
Loveless Fine Photography, 890-1558.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. This is the InterSource pregame show.
InterSource, is your source for DirecTV, HughesNet, and much, much more.
Intersource, 815-1800.
Welcome back to Oakland High School. Brian Barrett, John Dinkins joining me here in just a couple of moments. And scores we will keep you updated on tonight, girls and boys, here on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Lebanon is at Siegel this evening. It's Father Ryan at Laverne. Independence here at Oakland. Columbia at Blackman. Smyrna is at Tullahoma. It's Fayetteville at Middle Tennessee Christian School and Cornersville at Eagleville tonight. And we'll take a look at all of those games when we get scores throughout the evening. Pass them along to you. Plus, if you're just joining us and this is your first time listening, our InterSource pregame show rolls into the tip-off here between the Oakland Lady Patriots and the Independence Eagles. Between games this evening, we'll have the ideas teased between game show and afterward the boys contest, which will be right here on WGNS. John Dinkins will be bringing you the girls action here in just a few moments and rejoins us here, Mike's side. John, basketball season is upon us.
Yes, it is. It's an exciting time.
It had already started last week, and we didn't have the opportunity to broadcast a game. The Raiders played last Tuesday, and of course, Friday we had some football action, but now we can solely turn our attention to the round ball.
Well, I'm always excited at the very beginning of the year, and a lot of hope with a lot of teams, and everybody has a lot of excitement with their programs. This Oakland team, for instance, we talked to some fans before the game started. They're really excited about they've got a couple of new players and some freshmen that have come in and really put a spark in this team. And they've got a lot of talent, a little more depth than they have the last few years. And a team that earned a berth in the region, I believe, last year, Brian. And this is going to be interesting because the top five teams in this girls' district are very, very similar in style and play. Speed, quickness, and height and ability. So it should be a great, great district in girls. And the boys are going to be, I think, maybe a little different, but there's a couple of teams that are going to be vying for that spot. Oakland's young, older now. The boys are older, more mature, and we'll see great things out of their team, I think, this year.
This is a Rick's Barbecue County roundup here. John, Riverdale is 5-0, Blackman 4-0, Oakland's 2-0, and these teams have not played shabby competition, all played in that turkey jam last week, and had some high quality competition from all around the country really here in this area. So and Smyrna is off to a great start as well. To me, those are the four teams we're going to have to watch that are going to be in the mix.
And I think the difference girls in this year than last year in girls, Riverdale is Riverdale,
right,
of course. But they maybe cut the gap just a little bit, narrowed the gap a little bit more.
You know,
where
teams.
Yes, where it used to be a battle for 2, 3, 4, there's a little closer gap to that first spot, and Riverdale's the defending champion, so I'm not taking anything away from them. They're still very, very, very good.
Well, you know how exciting it was, that battle for 2, 3, and 4 last year in the district tournament and those games. You're going to have that, but it's even more intense. All of those girls are older. You know what I mean? And better. And Smyrna is older and better and got some people healthy. So I think it's going to be an exciting girls race. And on the boys' side of things, gosh, Oakland, 1 year older, much
Blackman.
More depth. Blackman, of course, made it to the state tournament and have high hopes, and they returned a
Almost
lot of
everybody.
Kids. Yeah. And I was just doing some preparation. We're going to be doing that game with Lawrence County and Blackman on Friday. And they have added some depth there as well, and some kids who have come in and are starting on a team that went to the state tournament, so you know they've got to be pretty good.
Right, and Siegel, the stars were very young last year, and boy, they were an eyelash away, and so you know they're going to be in the hunt. Their style of play is always going to be intimidating. So those three, just off the top of my head, you know.
Well, don't count out the Riverdale boys either, because they're a year older, a year wiser. Under Kevin Woodson, I noticed his son poured in like 23 points the other night in their overtime win. And they're off to a really good start as well. I think they could be in the mix. And boys, Smyrna boys, maybe a bit young this year. And Laverne boys, kind of an unknown because they graduated a lot off of a region final and a sub-state team.
Yeah, but they still have a couple of key people
yeah.
left, which, you know, when you can do that and you've got a couple of older kids that can lead the way, it sometimes really helps these younger kids to grow and mature fast. And really, you know, if you look at it this way, after they play their first 5, 6 games, they're pretty much veterans. You know, they're still going to make some young mistakes. I think the difference in when it comes to maturity and leadership is when you get to the district, is when you get to the region. Trying to win those big games or those close games or those overtime games, that's where sometimes maturity means a whole lot.
Well, on the boys, just to give you a few records, Siegel is 4-0, Oakland is 3-0, and the Blackman boys are 3-0 as well. So we've got teams that are off to a really good start. Laverne is 3-2. They've already played five games and are playing an undefeated Father Ryan team tonight, so that'll be a challenge. The Smyrna boys are 4-1 on the year, and they play at Tullahoma this evening, so we should get some score updates from our friends down in that neck of the woods. And I was going to look for the Smyrna girls and see about their record, but I don't see it on here right now. In single A, Middle Tennessee Christian School is playing host to Fayetteville, and should be another win for Coach Lynn Berkey in his inaugural season there.
Yeah, and I look for great things from them. They had a lot of talent coming back from that team. They were very young. A lot of people don't realize that, but the Lady Cougars were extremely young, and now they're a year older, a little wiser, and of course, they've got Lynn Berkey to kind of lead the way, and I don't think you miss a beat with him, and I look for great things coming out of them this year.
And we've got also Eagleville and Cornersville playing, and that's kind of a big rival game for them, so it should be an interesting night as we tip off, if you will, the 2012-2013 campaign in basketball. We had a great football season, and John, exciting right down to the very last 2 minutes of that football game the other night, and I know there's been a lot of conversation about it, but to me that is a game that we're going to remember for a long, long time. Maybe not the score, but we're going to remember what happened in that game and how Brent Stockstill came in and torn ACL and all that kind of thing, and just put on a heck of a show.
A lot of disappointment, but yet what a great season they had. But
yeah,
As a broadcaster, when you're looking at those kind of games and you go, well, we had a chance here, we had a chance there, it just didn't pan out. But you can't knock the effort. I mean, they were absolutely knocking heads down there the other night. And Greg Wyatt has nothing to be ashamed of on that performance by his stars. They were absolutely awesome.
Well, that's a look at your Rick's Barbecue County Roundup here. Rick's Barbecue has two Rutherford County locations. Near the Oakland Siegel area, they're on Memorial, and that's their drive-through location right down by the VA Hospital and the Compton Road intersection. And also, they're on Warrior Drive here in Murfreesboro. Just turn off of South Church Street, turn right onto Warrior Drive. That's their dine-in and drive-through location of Rick's Barbecue. And appreciate Mike Lanning and the entire Lanning family for continuing with us and bringing you State Farm Prep Basketball. When we come back, a look at starting lineups from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and AG Sporting Goods, and John Dinkins with the play-by-play in this girls' game. When we come back, you're listening to the Intersource pregame show on WGNS AM/FM online.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. And go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos, Tuesdays are tacos, and Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at OK Jose.
OK Jose Tex-Mex Cuisine in the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
OK Jose.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsop offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Business owner, does your business have patients or customers spending time in a waiting room? Are they grumbling, how much longer? Well, they do. This is Andy with Intersource. and we're experts in patient and customer entertainment. Let us put the perfect package together for you. For patient and customer entertainment, you got to go to the source, InterSource.
InterSource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue. And Mike, tell me what makes your restaurant different from the others.
Pricing and quality of the food. Both of those combined make it a great product. Just one chance to eat it, I think you'll come back consistently all the time. You just say Rick's. And it means barbecue. That's the vision that I have.
Simple math, Rick's equals barbecue. And I think you'll discover that at one of their two Rutherford County locations, on Warrior Drive behind the Rite Aid and on Memorial down from VA.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Winners Trophies, Last Cass's Feed Supply, and Prentice Olson Heating and Air. A look at the starting lineups tonight for the Independence Eagles and the Oakland Lady Patriots. The Lady Pats 2-0 on the year. Independence is 1-0 coming into this very young season. Starting lineups from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and AG Sporting Goods. And with those starting lineups, here is John Dinkins.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. Hannah Winters will be at one of the center spots. She's number 12 at center, number 21. And number 11 is Taylor Harmon, the senior. Hannah Winters, number 10. And we're going to have to get some names here, Brian. We'll give you the Oakland starting lineup.
May have been an incorrect
roster
that
given to us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're waiting for the Oakland Patriots anyway.
I think we're going to be very familiar with some of these names and some new names.
The point guard is 5'9"
junior, number 10. And for Oakland, it'll be Emily Eubank, the 5'9" junior guard. Number 23 is Caitlin Oliver, a 5'8 junior forward. She's returning. A lot of juniors on this squad. They've been with Jennifer Grandstaff since their freshman year. Shelby Gibson, 6'2 freshman center. 6'2 out there. She's been playing well for the Patriots. Number 21 is Sylvia Barnes, a 5'3 senior guard. And number 22, of course, Ellen Riggins, 5'10 senior forward. So for Oakland, it's Riggins, Eubank, Oliver, Gibson, and Barnes. And we're going to have to figure out this Independence lineup for you.
We just have to get them as they foul, I guess.
I guess that's true.
I'm not really sure. There's no one from Independence here that I can grab.
Well, Hannah Winters is wearing number 10. I do know that. Taylor Harmon, I think, is out there, number 11. And we have no 21 or 30. Let's see. Do we have a 32? No, we don't have a 32 either. So that would be Twaddle. All right. So we got three of them. We're in pretty good shape, Brian.
Hey,
let's get the other two.
We're above 50%.
Riggins is going to be jumping against Lena Boucher. That's who we're going to call it, Lena Boucher. And the tip control by Gibson. Over to Eubank. Dribbles out. Now to Barnes. Back to Oliver. Independence in a zone. 2-3. Inside. Top of the key to Riggins. Down low to Wilson. And Gibson, that is, and it's good. Gibson is the force that they've been looking for to help Riggins out, and that's a down-low play there. It worked well. Over and back call on Independence.
By the way, your official Jay Mullins Jewelry tip-off time is 6:04. Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank, and next door to Fuji's Restaurant, they've got their open house and chameleon trunk show this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Get on by there. They have extended hours as well.
Over the top of the key goes to Gibson, now to the right side to Barnes. Back over, top of the key, Eubank to Oliver. Picked up over there by Boucher. Over to Barnes. Good teamwork, good ball passing here by the Oakland Patriots. Barnes from the corner, a little head fake, stops, drive, gives out to Oliver. Stops, shoots at the foul line, no good. Rebound, Eubank hustles it for it. She's got it right side, dribbles with the right hand, gets it inside to Gibson, goes up strong, but is fouled by Independence. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two.
I bet she will be at the free throw line a lot this year. That is what's going to happen with her. With her presence on the inside, I understand she's a vacuum cleaner on the boards and also poured in over 20 points in a game earlier this year.
Free throw is up, and obviously a decent free throw shooter from this point anyway. The first one's good. 3-0 Oakland leading in the early going here from Randy King Gymnasium. And the second one by Gibson's no good. Rebound picked up by Independence, now knocked out of bounds. It'll be the Eagles basketball.
Looks like the jinx still works.
That's right.
Even after a year.
I know. You think for once. And bringing it up the floor is Nikki Gomez. Back to Boucher, to Gomez. She's got it, drives, now gets it and throws it away over the head of Harmon. It'll be Oakland's basketball.
Oakland putting on some tremendous pressure as well, and that's forcing Independence to make some bad high throws and try to throw into the corners, and it's just not working out for them so far.
Eubank comes across the timeline, looks, gives off to Barnes, left side. The left wing, now in the corner to Riggins, tries to throw it across court, and it's intercepted. Picked up, Gomez has it. She's going to bring it up the floor. Gives it over to Harmon, right side, drives baseline. Bounce pass, picked off, Eubank tips it over to Oliver. She's going to bring it down the floor. 3-0 Oakland, 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Barnes, top of the key, Eubank to Oliver. Trying to feed it inside again, thrown away. Two turnovers in a row by the Lady Pats. Up 3-0 here with 6:01 to go in the first quarter. Boucher drives right side. Over in the corner goes to Harmon. The jumper is soft. Picked up by Independence. Back to Boucher. Make that Harmon, and it's good. Harmon's first basket and the first basket for the Eagles. That was some good hustle there by Winters. Keep that ball alive. 3-2 Oakland leading it.
Kind of snuck up under the backboard there to snag away the rebound and got the basket in, to boot.
At the high post is Gibson. Barnes gives it over to Eubank. Left side in the corner to Oliver. Already Gibson getting some attention, isn't she? And a foul is called on Independence, and I'm going to try to check this girl's name out. That is Gretchen Peterson. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the starting five for the Eagles.
Hey, and it only took about 3 minutes or so.
Of course, the only problem is most of them have different numbers. And the jumper's no good by Oakland and picked up again by Boucher, who's been all over the floor. Brings it across the timeline, picked up by Oliver. Oakland in a man-to-man. Eubank gets over to Harmon in the corner. Harmon looking for help. Riggins intercepts. Going to go all the length of the floor. Not picked up. Layup, too strong. Rebound, Barnes. Harmon fight for it. Barnes gets it back. Tipped around. And Harmon's got it. And left side it goes to Boucher. Over to Harmon. Picked up quickly over there. Now to the right side of Gomez. Dribbles with the left hand. Flops it over to Harmon again. Ball's intercepted. A lot of turnovers so far early. Coming down, Riggins. Layup to Oliver. Good. Nice move and nice pressure there by Oakland to get that easy basket. 5-2 our score. We have a 30-second timeout. And, of course, as we always do with 30-second timeouts, Brian, you got a word from, is it still our good friends at Bob Parks Auction, Dan Bobby Bug? Is
well,
it really?
Despite all efforts we had to do a little damage control in the offseason after last year and some of the abuse they took. But yes, Bug and Stan Vaughn.
Would it be nice to them this year?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're back with us here this year. 896-4600 is the phone number, and all the auctions are online at BobParksAuction.com. If you need results, no better way to sell that property than with this professional. Yes, they are professional, unlike us. Team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction.
And we have a 5-2 Oakland lead here with 4:16 to go in the first quarter. Over the corner goes Harmon, drives baseline, tries to feed it inside. It's picked off but retrieved by Independence. Now out of bounds off the Eagles. It'll be the Patriots basketball. It's the fifth turnover for Independence. And Eubanks going to walk it up. Oakland leads by three. Coming into this game 2-0 on the season. Barnes gives it over to Eubank. Dribbles with the left hand. Now back in the corner to Riggins. She drives baseline. Going to bank it off the glass. Short. Gibson gets it. Puts it back. And good. Gibson at the right place at the right time. She's got five. 7-2 Oakland. Pressure by the Lady Pats. Gomez gets it across. Now driving. Gives it off in the corner. Boucher stops, shoots, little running jumper off the glass, good. Boucher's a pretty good player.
That's the first really decent shot that they've had.
7-4 Oakland.
The other was off of a rebound.
In the corner, Eubanks saves it, but it's picked off. Harmon has it. 2-on-1. Going to drive all the way in, and they're going to call a block on Barnes.
Barnes got there in time, John, but when she was anticipating the contact, she kind of made a step, and that's what cost her the charge there.
She didn't sell it, did she?
No.
Not a very good job of that, I guess, but she was there. 3:14 to go in the first quarter. Oakland leading 7-4. And going to the line, Peterson is coming back in the game, excuse me. Hannah Winter is going to shoot the free throw here.
First free throws for the Lady Eagles tonight.
And it's up and it's good. Oakland has it. 7-7 our score. With it is Oliver. Gives it over to Barnes. Top of the key now to Eubank. Going to shoot the three. No good. Off the rim. And now a blocking foul, and it's going to be Oakland's basketball. Foul is going to be on Independence. Little shove underneath.
Trying to block out Ellen Riggins there. John, since Oakland took the early lead, Independence has come back to tie it up here at 7 apiece, so it would be nice for the Lady Pats to get a basket here.
That foul was on Twaddle for Independence. Inside to Gibson. She got contact, and she's going to shoot two. A little push before she even shot the ball. And Shelby Gibson, the 6'2 freshman center, will be going to the free throw line. Leads Oakland in scoring right now with 5 points. 2:54 to go here in the first quarter. We're all knotted up at seven.
Tried to defend her by fronting her and had her backside as well and got pushed from behind.
First free throw is good by Shelby. We're going to be calling her name a lot, I think, this year, Brian.
I kind of get that feeling. And John, this district, everybody who plays Oakland's going to have to respect her play, that's for sure.
And the second one also good. She has seven, and the lead is 2 for Oakland, 9-7. 2:50 to go in the first. Full court pressure by Oakland. Gomez having trouble getting it across. Still having trouble. Now finally finds some help, and that is Peterson. I'll make that Twaddle. Twaddle at the foul line, gives it off, blocked beautifully by Gibson. Barnes slows it down, doesn't have the numbers, brings it back out. Right side, Eubank may have taken a step or two. Barnes open for three, no good. Rebound, picked up, and it's going to be Winters. And Winters runs into Caitlin Oliver, and the foul is going to be on Oliver. Oh, make that Winters. We did get a break there. All right. So Winters picks up her first foul, and it'll be Oakland's ball leading 9-7. I thought sure they were going to call that on Caitlin.
For those of you listening in thinking it was going to start at 6:30, all games are starting at 6 o'clock, girls' games, followed by the boys' games, 30 minutes earlier this year.
Eubank in the corner gives it to Oliver. Gibson, top of the key, now back out to Barnes, right side. The zone has been giving Oakland a little bit of trouble. Down low to Riggins. running a little high-low there. Riggins has it. Stops. Shoots. 12-footer. No good. Rebound. Gibson has it knocked away. Picked up. Riggins intercepts. Lays it up from the left side. Good. Riggins with her first basket. And Oakland by four.
Got to keep working at it with a couple of big rebounds in there. Nice work by the Lady Pats.
And ball intercepted again by Barnes. And now a pushing foul. And I'm going to wait and see. I was premature on the first one. It's going to be on Independence, I think. No, Sylvia Barnes. I'm wrong again. I'm two for two, Brian.
Well, it is early.
Yes. Second foul on Sylvia.
We don't get a preseason.
Well, especially when the numbers are all wrong, it kind of does hurt. There's a jumper from the corner by Twaddle. And it's a three for her. And it's 11 to 10. Oakland leads by one with 1:17 to go in the first. Barnes, corner to Eubank. Looks back, left side, goes to Riggins. Inside to Eubank, nice pass, dish off to Gibson. Jumper from 8 feet, no good. And is tipped, knocked out of bounds. It'll be Independence basketball. Coming into the ball game, Randy Bivens for Oakland. Gomez has it for Independence. Gives it off to Wharton. Wharton has it. In the corner it goes inside to Peterson. Back out. Twaddle had it for a moment. Gomez running layup. Good. Gomez with two. 12-11. Independence taking the lead here, Brian, with 36 seconds to go in the first.
Well, Oakland's got to continue to battle back. They went on a little spurt a moment ago, and now Independence has done the same thing here to take the lead.
Right side it goes Gibson. Now to Oliver. Back over long feed inside. They try to get it into Gibson, and they're going to call that on Shelby Gibson for over the back.
She went up, didn't have the position there, John, so needed to be in front instead of behind. She was kind of blocked in, hemmed in there. Pretty good defense by Independence.
And throwing it in for Independence will be Twaddle. Now Gomez has it. Looks for help. Back over to Wharton. Wharton double-teamed in the corner. Gets help, gets out of it. Into Twaddle, down low, Peterson. Too hard, but Riggins fouls her. First foul on Ellen Riggins.
That's an unfortunate foul there. I think if she had gone straight up there, it would have had the same effect, but a little too much body contact.
And going to the line will be Peterson. First point of the game as she hits the free throw. 12-11. Make that 13. Now 14 as she hits both. Peterson with two. And the lead is three with 2 seconds, one to go in the first quarter. Not going to get the shot away in time. And that's the end of the first quarter of play with our score. Oakland trails Independence 14-11. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Reefsane Drugstore is the perfect place to shop for gifts this holiday season. We emphasize accessories and personal treasures that are traditional, with a twist. Our unique atmosphere allows you to shop in a warm, inviting setting that will inspire you to share the Christmas season with those you love. Beautiful ornaments, special pottery for a unique table setting, delicious candle and home fragrances to create the feel of the perfect holiday home. Visit us today and see the special touches we have added just for you. Reefsane is open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. The Lady Pats trail 14-11, despite Shelby Gibson's 7 points thus far. Here's John.
14-11, our score, as Brian mentioned, and Boucher has it for Independence. Drives, dishes it off to Winters. He can't find a lane, so they give it off. Wharton drives all the way in, puts it up with the right hand, no good. Rebound, Eubank. Big rebound. Oliver, right side. Takes a dribble, now back to Eubank. Gives it over to Bivens, open for three, in and out. Rebound. Coming down with it is Winters for Independence. Now to Wharton, who will bring it up past the timeline. Picked up by Bivens. Over the left side to Boucher. Good move, but then she loses control of the basketball, and it'll be Oakland's ball.
Oakland shot 36% in that first quarter of play. And 4 of 8 for Independence, including a 3, so 50% from the field for the Lady Eagles. A few stats from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and AG Sporting Goods.
Right. It goes to Eubank, to Bivens. Bivens can bust some threes. They're going to try to give her some open looks. Down low, it goes to Gibson. Feeds inside to Riggins. They're posting her down low. They kind of alternate with Gibson and Riggins, and Ellen picks up the foul here.
Kind of like the high-low action.
Yep. Hannah Winters picks up the foul. And for Hannah, that's her first. We do have all the numbers right, I'd like to announce now. Inside Gibson, good move to the basket. Layup good. Great job of blocking out by Shelby Gibson. She has 9. She's the leading Patriot scorer. Double teamed, almost thrown away. Wharton comes away with it. Now to Peterson, back to Wharton in the corner. Oliver on her. Takes a few dribbles, has a little trouble, now throws it away, and it's going to be Oakland's basketball. Got to be close to double figures for Independence and turnovers.
Well, 6.
Oh,
we are on the plus side. If we were averaging.
Like it seems like it's 10.
Oakland's turned it over 3 themselves. One thing is it feels that way because they're being rushed, and when they get the ball down, the half-court game has just been very tough on Independence tonight.
Patriots creep within 1, 14-13 the score. Left side, Riggins. They have the ball. Down low, nice pass to Eubank. They're calling off the basket. Say there was a foul before the basket.
Wow, I really thought she got that off before she was fouled.
Calling it on Wharton. Her first foul. So Emily Eubank will go to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. 6:07 to go in the first half. We've got a good one here so far. Eubank ties it with her first point of the night. Emily, 5'9", junior guard. You won't find anybody hustle more than Emily Eubank. Second one is also good. Oakland regains the lead by 1, 15-14.
5 of 5 from the foul line tonight.
Which is sometimes Oakland has struggled in the past. That's a good stat. Ball's tipped away, but it'll still be the Lady Eagles basketball. 5:58 to go here in the first half. Boys game to follow. We're going to look forward to seeing the Oakland Patriots debut on the radio. Wharton drives. Now she walks. Tried to dribble through 2 and just kind of lost control of her feet. Turnover number 7, which is getting closer to double figures, by the way.
Don't forget, check out Go Primetime
Sports.
I'm not
sure those are accurate. I'm not sure he's accurate on that.
I may not be. GoPrimetimeSports.com. We've got our broadcast schedule there, and you can log on to listen live as well as to listen to the podcast of all of our prep games.
Lob inside. Gibson doesn't shoot. Gives it back out to Riggins. Dishes off to the right side. Eubank takes a couple of dribbles. Bivens will take the shot. It's up. It's no good. Rebound. Riggins comes down with it. Going to go up pretty strong. No good. Rebound again. This time Independence. Coming down with it is Boucher. Boucher dribbles right side. Picked up by Oliver. Dribbles with the left hand. Now lobs a pass into Wharton. She's going to drive. Take it on in. Too hard. Rebound, however, is up by Pierce. And she's going to be fouled as she goes up. So she'll be shooting.
A late arriving crowd, but a pretty decent crowd here so far. I'm sure folks will continue to come on in.
Especially over the student section. It's a nice crowd. Free throw no good by Pierce. 15-14, Oakland leads by 1.
First missed free throw by either team tonight, that one there.
Second one by Pierce. Also no good. Rebound Riggins. Eubanks brings it down the floor. Left side, Oliver. Couple of dribbles now to Riggins. Fakes a shot back to Oliver, inside to Gibson. Tries to go, now a push underneath. And there's a lot of shoving and pushing going on down underneath.
I'm not so sure had that pass not been too low and a bullet thrown in there to Gibson, that foul would have been called, but Gibson had to kind of bend over to pull that pass in, and when she did, she got bumped from behind.
Well, Gibson at the free throw line, trying to make it a two-point Oakland lead. The free throw's good. She has 10, and she'll get another. 4:59 to go in this first half of play. Second free throw, no good. Rebound picked up Harmon. And she throws it away immediately. Turnover number 8 for the Independence Eagles. I'm going to get them to that double figure.
You're keeping up with it mentally now, aren't you?
Yeah. Trying to stay in the game. I don't know if you're maybe still in football mode.
Who knows? Where are we at? I'm not even sure.
Who's our sponsors? There's a jumper from Eubank from the corner. No good. Rebound coming down with it is Warden. And now Emily's going to pick up a foul that doesn't make coaches happy because it's basically, well, it is her first one, so that's good. We've got a sub coming in for Oakland.
That's Ansley.
Ansley Eubank is coming in, yes. Wearing number 1 tonight. Coming in for her sister, so that works out. Keep it in the family. Warden, Twaddle, jumper, no good. Rebound, Gibson. You just keep getting a feeling Oakland's going to pull away with this thing. Ansley Eubank. I'm in football mode. Ball is tipped. Oliver has it, and she is out of bounds. It'll be a turnover for Oakland. That's 4 for the Lady Pats. It'll be Independence ball.
That's a really good stat this early in the year. I know that they've played a couple of games so far, but that many turnovers in a half is really good at this point.
And going through is Boucher. Jumper, banks it off the glass, good. Really don't want to give her a lot of room. She has 4, and then we're all tied at 16. 4:05 to go here in the first half.
I really love the old-fashioned bank shot.
Oh, it's perfect. They ought to teach it to everybody. Eubank, Ansley has it over to Bivens. Now to Riggins, back to Bivens. And they're just taking their time a little bit, making good passes. Gibson, double team, now gives it over to Oliver. She's going to stop. She's going to take a 12-footer. Too strong. Rebound picked up Peterson for Independence to Wharton. Lady Eagles want to run a little bit. Now she slows it down just a tad. Oakland, I don't know what the stat on shooting. I know it wasn't just a second ago. Boucher hits a 3. And there's a timeout on the court. 30-second timeout. And we'll take 1-2. It's 19-16 Independence.
Hi, friends. Lenny Farmer here once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. Sports is a big deal here in Rutherford County. And because of that, we at Jennings and Ayers know something about being team players. By choosing Jennings & Ayers as your funeral provider at a time of need, or to pre-need your services, we become a part of your team. The entire family of Jennings & Ayers feel honored to serve your needs. Rooting the home team to victory is important, but helping your family is even more so. Jennings & Ayers, 893-2422.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports is brought to you in part by Murfreesboro Automotive on Ridgely Road, OK Jose Mexican Restaurant, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and State Farm agent Jeannie Allman. The Lady Pats so far in the game shooting 36% from the field.
Thank you, Mr. Barrett. Eubank gets it inside. Gibson, both Eubank girls in the ballgame right now. A foul going to be called as Shelby's going to go to the free throw line to shoot 2, and I think they cut it on Taylor Harmon again. If it is, that's her second. 3:12 to go in the first half of play. Oakland finds themselves trailing by 3. They've led as much by 4. They trail right now by 3. Gibson's free throw rolls and rolls and rolls and good. She has 11. She'll get one more. Coming into the game is Winters. And Harmon will sit out.
Where they are struggling in the field a little bit, they're 7 of 8 from the free throw line.
And again, you jinxed her. And the rebound down by, that's Twaddle. T. T.J. Twaddle. Boucher brings it across the floor. The leading Eagle scorer with seven. Brings it over right side. Picked up by Oliver. Gets a screen from Peterson. They leave her open. Shoots it from the foul line. She has got the bank shot working. She's got nine. That's three from a bank shot.
Largest right. lead of the game for the Lady Eagles.
Somebody taught her well as a youngster. Angela Eubank gives it over to Oliver. Eubank to Eubank. Emily's got it. Looking inside. Looking. Now lobs it in. Good feed, but it's tipped away. And stolen by Winners for Independence. 21-17 Lady Eagles. 2:25 to go in the first half. Tight, hands it off to Winners. Now she stops. She'll take a three short. And good job by Riggins blocking her off where Twaddle couldn't get to the ball. Beautiful job defensively. Eubank gives it off to Emily Eubank. I've seen them in their backyard in their driveway shooting together back when they were little youngsters, Brian.
They beat their dad every time.
Oh, yeah. I think mom was a better competition, I think, really. Ansley gives it over to Oliver. Now back to Eubank. Jumper no good. Emily gets it down, but it's taken away from her by Winters. Maybe should have been a foul, possibly. Boucher brings it to the right side. Lob pass and a sloppy pass. It goes to Oliver. Got a two-on-one. Oliver going to go up with the right side. Good. May have been the little jump start that they needed. 21-19 with a minute 26. Oakland trails now by two. Independence with the ball.
Be nice here to have this last minute 20. A nice Oakland run here to close out the first half.
Peterson over to Wharton. Driving. Scoop shots. No good. Should be Oakland's ball, and it is. Wharton went up, kind of hit the back of the backboard, and nobody else was there. So Oakland with a chance to tie with a minute left to go here in the first half of play. 21-19 Independence. Eubank, Emily to the right side. Lob pass, left side, Oliver. Inside to Riggins. Tipped away, she gets it back. Scoop pass to Eubank, to Gibson. They're going to say she walked, I think. Nope, a foul first. May have caught a break. They did confer with each other. One had walk, one had foul.
I think the foul, maybe the reason it took precedence is a split second earlier the contact was made before the walk, or that may have forced the walk.
I think you're right, Brian. I think it was before the walk. Gibson's free throws, no good. 21-19 our score. Independence leading the Lady Pats. Coming back in is Harmon for Peterson. We're under a minute to play in the first half. Don't forget to join us for our halftime portion of our program. And the second free throw is good. And a substitution coming in, Katie Pierce, going to come in for Independence. So Gibson with 12 points now on the night, mostly at the free throw line, quite honestly. We approach 40 seconds to go here in the first half. 21-20 Independence. They have the basketball. Also, Reagan Croft is in for Independence. Ball's tipped. Twaddle comes away with it, however. Croft. Now they give it back out to Boucher. That's who I'd want to get the ball with 30 seconds to go. Screen by Twaddle. Drives with the left hand is Boucher. Now to Pierce. She dribbles. Goes, stops at the in the lane. Now gives it back out. Wharton going to drive. Bounces it down low to Pierce. Goes up for the shot, blocked. Emily Eubank has 14 seconds to go. Eubank with 11, with 10. Coach Grandstaff calling out a play. They're going to have to hurry. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Oliver to Eubank, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Ansley will put it up. No good. And that's the end of the first half with our score. Independence 21, the Lady Pats of Oakland 20. And we'll be back with our halftime show right after this timeout.
Parents are very involved with our school. Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents, solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids, and it's far deeper than a coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friends at Bugs Tire Pros want to wish you a Merry Christmas this year. Stop in today for your holiday travel checkup at Bugs Tire Pros. They carry all the great brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich, and they can service your ride today. So visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro or online at budstirepros.tn.com or call 896-8473. That's 896-TIRE. Because their business rotates around you. Bud's Tire Pros at 3600 Woodbury Pike.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment, the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
We're looking for the right insurance company for our auto, home, and life.
We went with Claiborne and Taylor. They've been around for years. Claiborne and Taylor. They used to be Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency. They're one of Murfreesboro's largest locally owned independent agencies.
I'm Doran Claiborne.
And I'm Gary Taylor.
Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency are now Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Our office is at 319 West McKnight Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard behind Tire World.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Next on WGNS Primetime Sports, it's the Ideas Tease Between Game Show. Look at tonight's
scores. Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com. Tonight, highlighting all of our Rutherford County teams in the 2012 basketball campaign. Good luck to everyone playing round ball for Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. And here during halftime of the girls' game, it's 21-20 Independence leading Oakland. Oakland's had some opportunities, John, to take the lead here, and especially that last series, they had about 23 seconds, just couldn't get an open shot.
I don't know. I get the feeling as we're doing this game that Oakland's going to explode here and pull off some points because, I don't know, I think athletically we've got the edge here. We just haven't shot well. Independence has played a good zone, tight zone defense, although Gibson has got 12 points tonight, the freshman. She has gotten most of them at the free throw line, so they're not letting her shoot the ball much underneath the basket, so it's been pretty effective. And if somebody heats up from outside for Oakland, they could be a long night for Independence. On the other side, Independence keeps trying to find ways to get Elena Boucher open. If they do that, they're going to be in this ball game. Most games we see, usually early going, usually one-sided. I don't know why that is, or it's real sloppy. But this first half was played in 35 minutes. And, what, Independence had 8 turnovers, and Oakland had only 4 or 5?
5. And so with that occurring, you know, early on generally what happens is, especially in the very early going, you have lots of turnovers, lots of fouls because of the contact. I remember going to Independence either last year or the year before to open up the season, and I think it was with Blackman. Must have been 2 years ago. And it was the most miserable 3 hours or 4 hours, well, however long it took, because of the length of the games. I mean, there were probably 55 fouls in the game, and at least
20 turnovers in each game. So, I mean, it just took forever. Tonight, very well-played game. This is almost like a January contest.
Well-coached teams.
Yeah.
Two well-coached teams, I think, is what you've got to give them credit for. And although I think Oakland's got a size advantage, I do believe Independence is going to be tough here in this second half. It's not going to be an easy game for Oakland tonight.
Will not be. We've got some stats here from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and AG Sporting Goods. I've got to look at the team stats, and I think this will show you where the difference in the ball game is and why John says Oakland looks to be on the verge of exploding. They're 6 of 19 from the field. That's 32%, where Independence is 8 of 16 with two threes, 50%. So if they can improve that 32%, to 40, 45, that's where they're going to be able to make this run, because they only trail by one. Rebounds even at 10 apiece from the free throw line, which has been the saving grace so far. 73%, 8 of 11 for the Lady Patriots, 3 of 5, 60% for Independence. Turnovers, 9 for the Lady Eagles, and Oakland with 5. It was 14 to 11 Independence after Oakland led the entire first quarter there toward the end. Or three-point play toward the end of the first, and then it's been a teeter-totter affair since. 21-20, Independence leads.
All right, the scoring looks like this for Oakland. Ellen Riggins had 2 points, Emily Eubank with 2, Kaitlyn Oliver has 4, Shelby Gibson with 12, and the leading scorer. I think they need to get Riggins a little more active maybe offensively along with Emily, and outside shooting has been a little, a little better in the second half. Needs to be more than 30-something percent, I think. In the for Independence, Lena Boucher leads their scoring with 9. Gomez with 2. Taylor Harmon with 2. Gretchen Peterson with 2. And I think Avery Wharton, actually, I gave Nikki Gomez 2 points. It ought to be Avery Wharton. So my apologies for that. We do have all the numbers straight for all those listening. We think we do. Hannah Winters has 2 points for the Lady Eagles. Those stats tonight brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and AG Sporting Goods. Brian, it's 21-20. Independence leads here, Oakland, by 1. And we're going to take a timeout, and we'll be back with the second half of action for you right after these timeouts.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Now's the best time to make your yard the talk of the neighborhood. This is Lester Martin, and it's the perfect time to let Martin's Home and Garden plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Plus, we do leaf removal. From residential to commercial, let our expert landscape designers come out for a free estimate and craft a magnificent lawn, office center, or whatever you need.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
So what sets Murfreesboro Automotive apart from the other auto repair shops?
If you need something fixed, I promise you, he's going to fix it. He's going to do it right.
Kelly Holcomb has been a longtime customer of Murfreesboro Automotive.
Every time I come up here, I'm just amazed. They do the kind of job for that amount of money, and he's got a customer for life with me.
We will give an estimate before any work is performed so that when you pick your vehicle up, you'll know exactly how much it is. No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive, located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
This is Amanda at Animal City inviting your family to come do business with my family. You can give the gift of relaxation this year with a wonderful aquarium kit. We have many shapes and styles to suit every budget and taste. And here at Animal City, we have everything that you need to delight the pet or pet lover on your Christmas list this year. You can always give them a gift card from Animal City. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's here in Murfreesboro next to the bowling lanes.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Start of the second half, they get the shot they want. Gibson, it's short, however. And now an over-the-back foul on Oakland.
Got some score updates for you. 27-27 tied up. Smyrna at Tullahoma this evening. And Father Ryan leads the Laverne girls 30-9 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
21-20 here. Independence with the lead and the basketball. Between the circles is Twaddle. Your starting lineups here in the second half. It's Winters, Boucher, Harmon, Twaddle, and Wharton. And the ball's taken away. Oakland has the basketball. To Eubank. To Barnes. In the corner to Riggins. She takes the jumper. It's too short. Rebound. Picked up. Barnes. Make that Oliver. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now to Sylvia. Left side it goes to Eubank. Cross court pass. Oliver stops. They're going to call an offensive foul on Caitlin Oliver. Starting lineups for Oakland. Ellen Riggins. Emily Eubank. Caitlin Oliver. Shelby Gibson. Sylvia Barnes. The same that started in the first half. And those starting lineups brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and AG Sporting Goods. Still 21-20. We played about a minute. Independence leads.
Well, it hasn't been the best minute of basketball tonight
by either side. Waddle has it. Over between the circles he goes to Wharton. Drives, and now sandwiched in between Barnes and Eubank. And it's Barnes with the foul. And Sylvia picks up her third. Independence throws it in. And the jumper by Winters from the corner, no good. Waddle is there. Twaddle is there, but she slips and falls. It belongs to Oakland. Eubank gives it off to Barnes. Still 21-20. Nobody has scored here in this third quarter. Randy King Gymnasium. Eubank, left side, takes a couple of steps. She walks.
It's been an action-packed minute and a half, hasn't it?
Well, when we get that first bucket, we're going to be ecstatic here. Wharton brings it up slowly for Independence.
It's because we talked about how well played that first step was.
Right side it goes, Twaddle. She's got a jumper from the foul line. No good. Rebound Gibson. Somebody's going to break here. Off to Eubank, trying to pick up the pace a little. Emily gives it off to Barnes. In the corner, doesn't take the shot. Right side, Eubank. Got Riggins in the lane, they don't see her. Gives it back out to Sylvia Barnes, over to Eubank. Emily drives baseline, spin move. Gives it off, top of the key, Oliver. Barnes will take the three and hit it. First bank three, the first of the night and the year. And it belongs to Sylvia Barnes.
Well, and that gives Oakland the lead for the first time in a long time. Maybe this is the spark here in the second half.
23-21 Oakland. Boucher open for a moment. Good pickup by Oliver. Now, Winters with a jumper. Won't go. Battling for it is Harmon. And Barnes is underneath there, too. And I think they're going to call it on Sylvia Barnes. And that's the fourth on Sylvia Barnes, and she's going to have to come to the bench. And Kira House will be doing just that here in just a second. Free throw is up. No good by Harmon. And Kira House in the ball game. 5'7", junior forward. Played well last year for the Lady Pats. Free throw, both missed by Harmon. Oliver brings it down, gives it over to Eubank, right side. Now the feed to House. Takes a couple of dribbles, gives it over to Barnes. Make that Oliver. And she loses the ball. Caitlin, now it's going to be tied up. No, picked up Independence. Wharton, and they're going to call, I don't know what they're calling here. Give us a second. Oh, a foul. Shelby Gibson gets up the foul, and that's her third. I have three. Now, I'm not sure, but I believe with Caitlin King coming in there, you can pretty much say that I'm probably right on that.
It is. They flashed it up on the board here.
Boucher has it for Independence. They've done a good job keeping her from having any kind of look. Eubank steals the ball. 2-on-1. Great hit fake. Misses the shot. Rebound Oliver for Oakland. Sets it back up. In the corner, it's House. Now back to Riggins, top of the circle. Drives, takes a couple of steps, shoots it. Got him. Eubank from about 5 feet. It was a tough shot. She got it. We got a timeout on the court. 25-21. The Oakland Patriots lead it We'll take a timeout. Chance for us to talk about our good friends, Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug, one more time.
Well, the Bob Parks auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug are professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell your property. Recognized as the leader in the industry, you can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught. Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, online at bobparksauction.com. Don't forget, State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com. Click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online.
Brian, what I love about basketball, getting an opportunity to see friends, old friends you haven't seen in a while. Eubank is here, as always, and Dwayne, Marvin England was here, and got to see him. Jamie Huffman down the way. It's always good to see everybody.
Like home here, isn't it?
It is kind of like home. We've done a lot of games here. Done a lot of
last year district tournament kind of rings a bell.
County tournament games here.
Yeah.
Ball's tipped away. Meanwhile, back at the game, Independence has it underneath their own basket. Oakland leads 25-21, 4:19 to go in the third. Twaddle throws it in to Boucher. Gives a good move, puts it up, fade away, no good. Rebound, House. Tira gives it off to Eubank. Emily back to House, inside, good feed to King. Has some trouble, now turns, and they're going to say it's a jump ball. That was a good defensive play by Harmon. Kalen puts the ball down too low. It's going to happen to you. That's seven turnovers for the Oakland Pats.
With her height, she got to get that ball up high to keep it away from those guards. You're not using your height advantage when you put the ball down. You got to put it up out of the way.
30-25, that is. 21. Boucher misses the shot. She's a little cold at this moment. Oliver has it for Oakland. The House in the corner. Right side. Goes to Eubank. Between the circles. Now left side, Oliver. Takes a couple of dribbles. Passes off the House. Drives. Gives off Eubank. Good hit fake. Jumper. No good. Rebound. Regan's fighting for it. And I think this foul's going to be on Harmon.
Should be, because she was over Regan's back there.
That's her third. Peterson coming back in. Pierce coming in for the Eagles. Out goes Harmon and Wharton. Oakland has it underneath their basket. Big opportunity to pick it up by six here. House to Oliver. In a zone, the Eagles. Over the corner goes to Eubank. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now brings it back out. Tries to feed it to King. It's almost intercepted. Good play by Riggins to save it. Over the corner to House. Back to Oliver. Riggins is open from the top of the key. Good.
Boy, that was
12-footer.
Perfect ball handling right there. They whipped the ball around. Good crisp passes and found Riggins open at the foul line.
And we've got a 30-second timeout. We'll take 1-2 Oakland with their biggest lead. They lead it with 3:01 to go in the third, 27-21. We'll be back.
You know what sets the Cedar Bucket Restaurant apart from others? The great service, great food, and great hospitality. Here's Ricky Turner.
We feel it's an honor for anyone to come through our door and pay for the service that they receive there. So we go beyond to make sure we have those same customers come back and tell their friends how good the food is, how good the service was.
The Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Meet and three, open Tuesday through Friday, lunch and dinner, Saturday breakfast, and Sunday lunch on Las Casas Pike next to the Old Food Lion.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction.
27-21, Independence with the ball. They get it inside to Twaddle, can't get it to go. Puts up the rebound, though, on the second shot, and it's good. Twaddle's first basket. Lead cut back to four, 27-23. That was a big basket by Independence. Eubank over to Ansley Eubank, who just checked in. To House. Eubank, the freshman, has it. Left side, it goes to Kira House. Now she's going to drive, feeds it out. Eubank open for three. No good, too strong. Rebound, picked up Riggins. Tipped away, back up. Riggins, no good. Rebound and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Independence Lady Eagles. 2:16 to go in the third, a 4-point lead. Boucher brings it up slowly. She has nine, but they've shut her out here in the second half so far. Takes a couple of dribbles, now gives it off right side to Pierce. Inside Peterson, good move, but she walked. Nice pivot, but she moved both feet. 12 turnovers for the Independence Lady Eagles. Or Roman numeral 7. I'm not really sure, according to that hand signal.
I'll have to figure that out again.
Or is it Roman numeral 4? I'm not sure. And there's a drive inside by Riggins, and a foul going to be called. I think Peterson got her on the way up.
Well, that's her signature move there, John. She's going to hit a lot of those. And Riggins kind of trying to one-hand it up there. Good post move by Ellen.
And with Gibson on the bench and foul, some foul trouble, Riggins having to pick it up a little bit inside, and the free throw is good.
Talked to Chip Walters today, and he informed me that a guy who you've heard his voice for years, the guy who did the Emma's commercials, Emma's the superlative florist,
yeah,
Eddie Stratton, he passed away today.
Oh.
I think he was close to 100.
Free throw is no good. Boy, that is a signature commercial.
Yes, it is.
And the funny thing about it is, you remember it and I remember
That's
it.
Right.
Two different, you know,
generations.
Bounce pass Eubank as the ball is stolen away. But Oakland can't convert. 28-23. Oakland leads with 1:32 to go here in the third quarter. Waddle trying to throw it in, gets it in to Winters. Off to Wharton, to Pierce. And a good feed to Twaddle, and left wide open is Harmon as they beat the press. That was a good job by Independence.
Well, Oakland went on a 7-0 run, and now here's the Eagles' run, but can Oakland hold them off? They need to stop it here with a basket.
Eubank drives to the corner, now flips it back out to Ansley. Now back to House, back to Eubank. Flips it to Emily, inside to Riggins. Good move, stops, puts it up with a left hand. Strong move to the basket, and she's going to be fouled. That was a super move right there.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Tullahoma leads Smyrna 30-29 in girls with the game just underway in the third quarter. So we'll get some more updates for you as the night goes on.
1 minute to go in the third quarter of this one. Riggins puts up the free throw for her sixth point of the night, and Oakland back up by four, 29-25. She'll get the second of two. It's up and good. Riggins with seven. 30-25 Oakland. Their biggest lead has been six, but no more than six. Wharton brings it across back in. Gets a pick from Harmon. Now coming off the pick is Harmon with the ball. Back to Wharton. Twaddle posting up down low. They're not a real big team, Independence, but they're very scrappy. Ball taken away by Eubank. Another turnover, that's 13. Long feed from Eubank to Riggins, and Wharton saves a basket. Beautiful feed by Emily Eubank.
Wharton had no choice there but to foul. Otherwise, Ellen was going to have an easy layup.
Avery Wharton picks up her second foul. It's going to bring Riggins to the free throw line again. Kind of like their chances with her. Free throw's up. Good. Ellen with eight. And she'll get another. Boucher comes back in, and Pierce is going to come out. 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Oakland could have their biggest lead right here, and they do. The free throw is good. She has nine.
14 of 16 from the charity stripe.
Well, you got to love that. Boucher brings it across the free throw of the timeline. 28 seconds to go. Drives. Now throws it away. And now picked off Wharton. And now another shove, and this time they're going to get Oakland, I think, for the foul. And I think House is going to be the culprit. And it is her first. 32-25 Oakland. Independence with the ball. Trying to cut the Patriot lead. Boucher drives, puts it up. No, fakes. Gives it off to Harmon. Even faked Harmon off a little as the ball goes awry. It's 16 turnovers for Independence.
Those are really beginning to mount for the Lady Eagles.
7-point lead. A chance to increase it. Eubank across the timeline. Emily gives over to House. Inside to Riggins. Stops. 8-footer. Good. 1 second to go. That's the end of the third quarter. And Oakland does indeed come back and takes over a 9-point lead. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of action. Our score, Oakland 34, Independence 25.
This is Chuck Lewis at First Bank. While other banks have closed branches, First Bank is on the move and we're excited about it. We'll soon have a new state-of-the-art branch under construction in front of the Public Supermarket on Salem Highway. While First Bank doesn't have hot cookies in our office daily, we do have experienced bankers like Brandon Burks, Al Miller, or Joey Allison who are eager to assist you or your business. So come on by or visit us on the web for more information at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Farm Prep Sports is brought to you in part on WGNS by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Midas of Murfreesboro, Music World, Drummer's Den, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
Ryan, Oakland gets the ball, but they turn it over to start the fourth quarter. Independence with the ball. Boucher across the timeline.
Third quarter stat, 14-4. Oakland Lady Patriots win the quarter.
Boucher with a fadeaway jumper that's no good. House fighting for it. Oh, make that Oliver. Coming away with it is Winters, but the shot's blocked. Give you those lineups here in this fourth quarter. Angela Eubank still in along with House, Oliver, Riggins, and Emily Eubank. Bounce pass inside. Good move, Riggins. Throws it away. May have should have taken that shot. But House comes away with it. She'll drive the basket. No good. Rebound, Harmon, and Oliver's going to pick up a foul. Reaching in.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Riverdale leads Lawrence County in the third, 90-22.
Maybe they still are, you know, like. That's,
this is not.
Lawrence County's always had a rich history.
They have, but.
They lost some players, though, didn't they?
They did, and a couple of girls, the Gilbert sisters who were there and made such an impact. They, of course, moved to rival Columbia, moved to that area. So Lawrence County is not Grandma's Lawrence County.
Harmon hits the first free throw. She has five. 34-26. Independence hanging around here.
It's their first free throw since the first quarter, by the way.
Free throw, second one's no good. Rebound, Riggins. Here comes Angela Eubank across the timeline. Between the circles, gives it to Riggins. Top of the key is Eubank. Emily looks off, gives off the little sis. Takes a couple of dribbles, now over to Oliver. The House to Eubank. Ansley gives a little head fake. They don't go for it. Now gives it back to Emily. Over to House, she's driving. Being very patient. Eubank open for a first bank three. It's good. She's got seven.
I want to also mention in that 14-4 run that Oakland had in the third quarter, it was Ellen Riggins who had 11 points in that third quarter. That was huge.
Going back to that old familiar low post position too, you know. 37-26, and a foul is going to be called.
I'm sure that's a bit of an adjustment for her. Gilbert in foul trouble on the bench.
Well, you become a little bit more of a passer.
Yeah.
From the other spot. I've got four on Caitlin, but it's 37-26, the biggest Oakland lead. Three, okay, we'll take three. Riggins has it. Off the boards, the free throw's no good. Over to Emily Eubank, great feed inside to Oliver. She's fouled by Harmon.
Smyrna 40, Tullahoma 39, start of the fourth quarter on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update.
Oliver going to go to the free throw line. Swallow getting ready to check back in for Independence. 6:18 to go in this one. Oakland with an 11-point lead, 37-26. Now make it 38 as Oliver hits the free throw. She'll get one more. Swaddle does indeed come in. Our first broadcast of 2012. One of 873. Second one, No good. Riggins comes down with a rebound. They're going to call a foul underneath. Andy Ezell with a thumbs up says 34. That'd be Peterson. That would be Gretchen Peterson.
That number is before district tournament play. By the
way. I'm sorry. I was a little off. Riggins at the foul line gives off to Eubank. Drives baseline. Looks up. Finds House. Long pass over to Ansley Eubank. She drives back over to Emily. Lob inside Riggins. Low post feed. And a foul by Oliver. Beautiful pass by Riggins. And Independence is going to foul again. And that is JT Twaddle, the senior.
I tell you, that putting Oakland at the free throw line, you don't have the way they're shooting tonight, it's not an advantage.
Free throw by Oliver's good. Kaitlin with six.
This is their 20th attempt at the free throw line tonight.
Starting to really feed it inside. The second one is good.
And they're 17 of 20 now from the charity stripe.
40 to 26 is our score. 5:56 to go in the game. Don't forget boys action to follow. And you're right about the crowd. The student section is packed. And over here on this side is a good crowd for a girls game. Maybe the 6 o'clock starts better. Here's a House, and it dribbles it off of Wharton, but then it hits House as he goes out of bounds.
That's after the Independence turnover. They have 18. Oakland now in double digits with 10 turnovers.
The play's gotten a little bit sloppy here in the second half. We're going to take a timeout. 5:41 to go in our contest. Oakland 40, the Lady Independence Eagles 26, and we'll be back after this timeout.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Back to action here in the fourth quarter, 40-26 Oakland, Independence with the ball. Wharton gives it off to Twaddle. She'll take a three. No good. Rebound. Picked up Peterson. A little right hook. Misses. Twaddle with a rebound and tied up. And Riggins is going to commit the foul. And that would be Ellen's second. So Twaddle will go to the free throw line. JT has 2 points on the evening.
It's good to see Pierre Lyons and Missy Blizzard still over there on the bench for Oakland Lady Patriots. Pierre still hasn't improved his tie collection yet, I see.
Free throw by Twaddle is good. So we're off early to an early start with that, are we? Okay. Free throw is up and in. I think it matches fine. 40-28.
It matches.
A little fall-like shirt. Well, you know.
Peach.
I didn't know you were the fashion police. Free throw. I mean, jump shot no good by Eubank, but she gets her own rebound. Gets it again. Misses. Rebound this time. Twaddle. Now I got to give JT Twaddle credit. She can really rebound for these Eagles. Driving in is Boucher. Puts it up. Drives all the way in. And a foul going to be called on, I believe, Ansley Eubank. There were two or three around there, but he holds up that one. Now that's it. It's Ansley. And that is her first. 40-28 Oakland at the free throw line is Lena Boucher, and they've done a really good job on her in the second half. Has not scored. She had 9 at half. Her first free throw is up and good.
They're really, she's the one keeping them afloat here, especially at the free throw line.
Her second attempt is also no good. Rebound. Picked up. Good hustle by Peterson. steps on the out-of-bounds line, and it'll be Oakland's basketball trying to protect an 11-point lead with 4:54 to go in the game. Oakland wins this game, they'll go to 3-0. I would say Riverdale safely, pretty much their lead is pretty safe in their ball game. And we got a little, I think, Twaddle is bleeding a little bit in the nose area. So she has to come out. And full court pressure now by the Eagles. Not a bad idea. Riggins gets it across. Justin House just barely got across in time. Over to Oliver, right side. Now to Riggins. Between the circles, gives it to Angela Eubank. Over to House. In the corner, gets out of trouble. Going to drive, stops, shoots. A little running floater, no good. Rebound, Riggins. And she is going to be fouled as she goes up. Ellen Riggins has done a tremendous job on the offensive glass here in the second half.
Well, you have to really like your situation as Gibson comes back in for Ansley, so they've got two post players back in there. But when you've got Ellen Riggins, who's got that experience in the low post, and even though she's playing in a different position when Gibson's in there, she can still get the job done. So it poses problems.
Even
if you
problem.
Get, yeah, if you get the, you know, for your opponent, if you get the big girl in foul trouble, you still got Riggins to go to.
Free throw by Riggins is good. Speaking of Riggins, she's, I don't know if she's perfect, but she's pretty close to it at the free throw line tonight.
Well, Oakland's just about perfect at the free throw line. It's going to be maybe one of the stats of the game.
Game of two halves. Riggins has 12 now. Misses that free throw. Would you quit jinxing her, Brian? Gives it off, over back out to Eubank as Oakland gets the rebound. A big rebound. 41-29. Right side to House, to Oliver. Eubank takes a couple of dribbles, takes a look at everything. Now Gibson at the high post. Now the low post to Riggins. Dishes it back out to Eubank, going to drive all the way in, and a little running floater is good by Eubank. She's got 9. Emily's had a good game, particularly in the second half. 43-29 the score, 3:57 to go in the game. Boucher gives it over to Winter. She'll take a three, misses. Rebound. Long pass out by Eubank. Beautifully done. The House going to lay it up and in. Riggins House. Started off by Eubank. 45-29, the biggest Oakland lead of 16 now with 3:38 to go. Boucher across the timeline. Takes a look. Tries to get it down low and does to Harmon. And now they're going to call a jump ball. And possession is going to go to Independence. So it'll be their ball underneath their basket. Brian Baird will be coming back just a few minutes with the boys' action tonight. He's already preparing himself, drinking some Sprite, some water. Is that salt water? Jumper by Boucher, no good. Rebound, Gibson.
Got ice in my veins.
We're prepared for the his first go-round. Eubank across the timeline, over to Riggins. Now Oakland probably try to work a little clock. Gibson, low post, puts it up, forces it this time. Gets her own rebound, however, and then throws it away. It'll be Independence ball. 45-29.
Two old guys like us, it's not our first rodeo.
Really? I think I've been booked a few times tonight.
Well, you got back on the horse.
Yeah, I came back, yeah. Wharton drives between two players. Great dish to that Swaddle. Twaddle underneath there it is, and a timeout, and we'll take 1-2. 45-31 is Independence calls timeout. Oakland with a 14-point lead. We'll be back. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Self-storage has never been so convenient, thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos. Tuesdays are tacos. And Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay, Jose.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay, Jose.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget, tune in Monday night for the IDST's primetime sports scene from Gondolier Restaurant, talking local college and pro football on Monday nights at 6.
And we're down the home stretch, 2:49 to go in this girls' game. The opener here on WGNS Radio, State Farm Prep Sports. John Dingens, Brian Baird with you. And so far, what has been a really tight game has kind of gone into Oakland's favor here in the fourth quarter. And Kira House going to go to the free throw line. And it's up and good. Man, they've hit free throws tonight.
It's their 23rd free throw, and they are 20 of 23.
Kira House done a good job in relief here in the second half. Second free throw is good. Offers a lot of speed on the table. She's a lot faster than her mama, I know that. Here's Boucher going to the right side, feeds it off to the high post to Harmon. Now Boucher stops, gives it off over to Wharton, driving, going to go all the way in, put it up, and no good. Rebound. Harmon still battling. Boy, you can tell the Lady Eagles, they're still fighting out there. Gibson comes down with a rebound for Oakland. Eubank working one-on-one with Wharton. 2:20 to go in the game, Oakland by 16. Eubank going to drive all the way in. It won't fall, but a foul going to be called. Friday. Where are we Friday night, Brian?
Well, I was just going to say, yeah. Friday night we're at Blackman High School as Lawrence County comes to town. And then we'll go on the air at 5:45 with the 6 o'clock tip-off.
Scott Lawless will be there to greet us, I'm sure.
He said he would even have Diet Cokes there waiting on us.
Oh, what a good man. Free throw by Eubank is good. Emily with 10, kind of been a quiet 10, but she's had a good game. Second one is good. She has 11. Been hitting the free throws. Emily Eubank, 49-31, 18-point lead for the Patriots. Boucher across the timeline, gives it off. It was like a football pass. Now back out to Winters. To Twaddle in the corner, takes the jumper. It's too hard, too strong. Rebound, Wharton. She gives it off to Winters, who's going to drive, go all the way up on the baseline, put it up, misses it. Rebound, Gibson. Gives it off to Eubank, and Emily will stroll across the timeline. 49-31, Oakland by 18. Oliver, top of the key, goes to Riggins, now back to Eubank inside to Gibson, misses the shot. Riggins comes down with the rebound. Feeds it off House from the corner. Good. Kira House. This is the jumper from the corner. She has 6. And the lead is 20 now, folks. 1:22 to go in the game.
This was a game Independence led by 1 at halftime.
Jumper by Boucher is no good. Now foul going to be called. And somebody's going to be shooting, I think. He pointed it as if he was going to be shooting. Kaylin Oliver picks up the foul. That's her 4th foul.
Mid-State score of interest. Coffee County defeated Shelbyville 32-24 tonight.
Free throw by Boucher is up and good. Lena has 11.
She's got a pretty free throw.
Wholesale changes now. Peterson comes in. Along with Gomez.
Cairo came in for the Lady Patriots, and she replaces Riggins.
Pierce is in, and Wharton is in. And Cairo, who did a good job for them last year in relief. Here's a long pass down low to Gibson, misses the shot. He had some meaningful minutes for the Oakland Patriots and gets the ball right here. And wisely gives it back out to Eubank. 51-33 the score. Cairo, top of the key, inside to Gibson. She's all alone, puts it up and in. Boy, if you go for the pass and you don't get it, Gibson's going to make you pay. She's got 14.
Well, she kind of cheated a little bit, tried to go for the steal, and that cost her the basket.
And a foul going to be called on Kira House with 41 seconds to go. Oakland up by 20. Boys game to follow here right after our IDST's between game show. We're going to be talking about a few things on the IDST's Between Game Show. You've just got all sheets, all kinds of information there.
I threw a turkey on one.
Yeah.
You see that?
I thought that was a hand. Okay, it's a turkey.
It is a turkey.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah. Got some phone numbers there.
Yeah.
Pizza delivery number. That's good. Free throw is good. And 36 seconds to go. 53-34. And Wharton has picked up her fifth foul. She's a scrapper. She's fought hard tonight, Avery Wharton. And Regan Croft will come in for her. And at the free throw line is Emily Eubank with a chance to add to her point total tonight. She has 11.
Final score in girls basketball, Riverdale 102, Lawrence County 39. That's a final. 102-39, Riverdale defeats Lawrence County.
Eubank misses the first one. The second one is up and in. She has 12.
That's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, by the way.
54-34 as we go under 30 seconds here. Boucher drives, puts it up, banks it off the glass a little too strong. Rebound Cairo. Double team, gets it out though to Eubank. They may just walk it up. This may be it here. 54-34. Lady Pat's going to win their third game of the year to remain undefeated here at Randy King Gymnasium. Just running out the clock. 9 seconds. 5 seconds. And the last pass going to be made to Emily Eubank, and that's it. Jennifer Grandstaff picks up another win, her third of this year, as the Lady Oakland Patriots defeat the Lady Eagles of Independence by a final of 54-34, led